Truth News Network. He takes care of business every day. A showdown with the truth. Conservative thought, not just talk. TNN, the Truth News Network. Dan Newman.
Hi there. Let me ask you a question. Socialism or capitalism? Do you know what they're both about? What makes one different from the other? Well, today we're going to find the truth of each. Yes, it's true. The United States is the champion of capitalism in the world. The United Kingdom and other European countries are the success models all point to for socialism. But before one can make a determination of the good or evil of either, one must understand the fundamentals of each. We hear much today in the political sphere about taking sides in the arguments for and against both. But truth matters. So let's go find some truth. Let's begin today with the definitions of each. Capitalism defined, an economic system in which the means of production and distribution are privately or corporately owned and developed, occurs through the accumulation and reinvestment of profits gained in a free market. Socialism defined, any of various theories or systems of social organization in which the means of producing and distributing goods is owned collectively or by a centralized government that often plans and controls the economy. I'll point out both of those definitions came from the same source, Webster's Dictionary. Let's try to stay out of the weeds in this discussion today. No throwing insults or insinuations. We will first ferret out the facts in practice today in countries that embrace either capitalism or socialism. Then we'll close with an amazing, enlightening 3-minute video in which Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of today's leading proponents of socialism, shares the prevailing concept espoused today by those who have chosen to name it democratic socialism. In the video, following each segment AOC uses to promote democratic socialism, you'll see the explanation of a fallacy in each of her arguments. There are facts that we can honestly and sincerely find that speak to the good and bad of both of these economic systems. While we're discussing this today, keep this in mind. There are no examples on earth today of countries that are 100% capitalistic or 100% socialistic. The good models, to be honest with you, have examples or parts or portions of both capitalism and socialism. So let's look at the pluses and minuses of both capitalism and socialism. Socialism benefits the few at the expense of the many. Socialism is superior to capitalism in one primary way. It offers more security. It's almost like an extremely expensive insurance policy that dramatically cuts into your quality of life, but ensures that if worse comes to worst, you won't drop below a very minimal lifestyle. For the vast majority of people, this would be a terrible deal. On the other hand, if you're lazy, completely incompetent, or alternately just have a streak of very bad luck, the meager benefits provided by socialism may be very appealing. So a socialist society forces the many to suffer in order to make it easier for the few. It's just as Winston Churchill once noted, quote, the inherent virtue of socialism is the equal sharing of miseries. Capitalism encourages entrepreneurship while socialism discourages it. A government in a capitalist economy can quite easily give everyone equality of opportunity with a few basic laws and regulations. But socialism strives to create equality of results. This should frighten people who value their freedom because ultimately, as F.A. Hayek has noted, quote, a claim for equality of material position can be met only by a government with totalitarian powers. You can see this happening in America as our efforts to reduce inequality have led to an ever-expanding government and a vast regulatory tangle that is almost unexplainable despite the fact that it is certainly enforceable. Capitalism encourages people to start a business and build a better life for themselves, While socialism lays in wait with IRS agents, nooses made of red tape, and meddling bureaucrats looking for businesses to control and loot. Capitalism leads to innovation. Coming up with new products is often time-consuming, expensive, and quite honestly, it's hit or miss, usually. 9 ideas may fall and fail before that 10th one takes off. The less the creative people behind these ideas are allowed to benefit, the less time, the less money, and effort they'll put into developing new concepts and inventions. Put another way, the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward has to be to convince people to take the risk. Capitalism offers big rewards for productive people, while socialism offers makers only a parade of bureaucratic leeches who want to take advantage of their good fortune. Capitalism produces more economic growth. Capitalism produces considerably more economic growth than socialism, and as John F. Kennedy said, a rising tide lifts all boats. A fast-growing economy produces more jobs, more wealth, and helps everyone. Many people assume that capitalism isn't working if there are still poor people, but that misses the very point. In many parts of the world, poverty means living in a hut with a dirt floor. While in America, most poor Americans have TVs, refrigerators, and cell phones. The rich may take home a larger share of the pie in capitalism, but the poor also benefit tremendously from living in a growing, thriving economy. Socialism is too slow to adapt. Capitalism is extremely good at allocating capital to where it's most valued. It has to be. Either you give people what they're willing to pay for, or someone else will. On the other hand, socialism is slow and stupid for a variety of reasons. Because the government is spending someone else's money, it doesn't get particularly concerned about losing money. Because when they lose money, it's not theirs, it's somebody else's. Political concerns about appearances often trump the effectiveness of a program. Moreover, even if politicians and bureaucrats are intelligent and competent, which are big ifs, they're simply not going to have the specific knowledge needed to make decisions that may impact thousands of different industries. This is why capitalism may have its share of troubles. But when there are really colossal economic screw-ups, you'll always find the government neck deep in the whole mess. Socialism is inherently wasteful. Milton Friedman once said, quote, "Nobody spends somebody else's money as carefully as he spends his own. Nobody uses somebody else's resources as carefully as he uses his own." This is very true, and it means that the more capital that is taken out of the economy and distributed, the more of it that's going to be wasted. The market does a considerably better job of allocating resources than the government because there are harsh penalties for failure. A company that makes products no one wants will go out of business. A poorly performing government program that wastes 100 times more money will probably receive a bigger budget the next year. We have a couple of more points comparing socialism and capitalism, and then we're going to end with a 3-minute video that will rock your world as you see the specifics of both illustrated in a very, very simple way so that even a guy like me can understand it. Sit tight, back in just a moment at Truth News Network.
From Krakow to Grand Island, Milan to Hanoi, this is TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hello?
They're lying to you.
Lying? Who is this?
You think you two are happy?
I'm sorry,
You think you're in a good relationship? You're living a lie. You're being deceived. They're fried.
What?
In oil.
What exactly are we talking about here?
You're nuts.
My nuts?
Your nuts. Your precious snack nuts are fried in oil.
Ugh. No one ever told me they were fried. I thought they were a good choice.
You didn't hear it from me. But Fisher oven-roasted nuts are never fried. They're just nuts. Oven-roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Huh. What a nice man.
Fisher oven-roasted nuts. Never fried. Nothing to hide.
You're standing against the tide of creeping insanity, one truth at a time. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
We're breaking it down today, finding the differences and the similarities between capitalism and socialism. Capitalism works in concert with human nature while socialism works against it. Ayn Rand said it well, quote, America's abundance was created not by public sacrifices to the common good, but by the productive genius of free men who pursued their own personal interest in the making of their own private fortunes. They did not starve the people to pay for America's industrialization. They gave the people better jobs, higher wages, and cheaper goods with every new machine they invented, with every scientific discovery or technological advance, and thus the whole country was moving forward and profiting, not suffering every step of the way. But Adam Smith said it even better, quote, "It is not from the benevolence of the butcher, the brewer, or the baker that we expect our dinner, but from their regard to their own interest." A man will work much harder to take care of himself, his family, and his friends than he will to make money for the state, which will then waste most of it before redistributing it to people who aren't working as hard as the man who earned it in the first place. So, as promised, in closing, watch or listen to this short 3-minute explanation of the good and evil of both capitalism and socialism. I really like this video because it compares to, in simple terms, the promises, the allegations, and the truth of both sides. Socialism versus capitalism.
When I think about what those definitions are, capitalism is an ideology of capital. The most important thing is the concentration of capital, and it means that we seek and prioritize profit and the accumulation of money above all else, and we seek it at any human and environmental cost. That is what that means.
No, wrong, so wrong. It's exactly backwards. And I'll prove it to you. Been on Amazon lately? Each of the thousands of products Amazon offers represents the work of people who believe they have something you want or need. If they're right, they prosper. If they're wrong, they don't. That's how the free market works. It encourages people to improve their lives by satisfying the needs of others. No one starts a business making a thing or providing a service for themselves. They start a business to make things or provide services for others.
When we talk about ideas, for example, like democratic socialism, it means putting democracy and society first instead of capital first.
In a socialist economy, the government has the ultimate power. It decides what you get from a limited supply it decides should exist. Instead of millions of people making millions of decisions about what they want, a few people, government elites, decide what people should have and how much they should pay for it. Not surprisingly, they always get it wrong. Have you ever noticed that late-stage socialist failures always run out of essential items like toilet paper?
Because at the end of the day, as workers and as people of society, we're the ones creating wealth, not a corporate CEO. It's not a CEO that's actually creating $4 billion a year. It is the millions of workers in this country that's creating billions of dollars of economic productivity a year.
I speak from personal experience. When I was the CEO of the company that owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's restaurant chains, we spent millions of dollars every year trying to determine what customers wanted. If our customers didn't like something, we changed it, and fast. Because if we didn't, our competitors would, pun intended, eat us for lunch. The consumer, that's you, has the ultimate power. In effect, you vote with every dollar you spend.
And that's why the emphasis in democratic socialism is on democracy.
Capitalism leads to economic democracy. Socialism leads to the economic dictatorship of the elite. Always and everywhere. So beware what you ask for. You just might get it.
Pretty good explanation of the differences between socialism and capitalism. I really appreciate the simple nature of the explanation of those differences. By way of full disclosure, I must tell you, I am a capitalist, an entrepreneur. I believe strongly in the capitalistic system. Of course, as we said earlier, capitalism is not pure in the United States. As an example, our welfare program, our Medicare, our Social Security system. Certainly, Social Security and Medicare are not welfare programs. As an example, I've paid every paycheck into both programs for 50 years as money was deducted from my paycheck. Those are safety nets, and that's a good part of the capitalistic program the United States government uses. It's kind of a socialist addendum to our capitalism. So, here's what I think we need to do. I think we need to try to be more objective, less emotional, when we talk about the differences between capitalism, socialism, and we didn't even mention today, communism. We'll have more of those things and more details to discuss as we move forward. I want to say thank you for being here today at Truth News Network. Always glad that you're here. Have a great day until we meet again. So long, everybody.
From McAllen, Texas to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN, the Truth News Network.